ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सूत उवाच यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं वायपायनो विरहकातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयातरवो भिनेदुस् तं सार्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। श्रील सूत गोस्वामी सेड, Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that great sage Shukdev Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyas, leaving home without undergoing reformation by the sacred thread or the ceremonies observed by the higher castes, his father Vyasadeva, fearing separation from him, cried out, O my son, indeed only the trees which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation echoed in response to the bereaved father. Yasvanu bhavam akila shuti saram ekam adhyatma deepam atiti tirsha tang tamundham samsarinam karuna yaha purana guhyam tang vyasa sunam upayami gurum vaninam. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience. Sudhir Goswami begins his narration of Srimad Bhagavatam by offering these prayers in glorification to his spiritual master, Srila Shukadeva Goswami, who spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam here to Parikshit Maharaj. Sudha Goswami was also present, and many other great munis were present. Shukadeva Goswami is described here as the guru of many munis. Now we have come to this place to remember and glorify Shukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, and Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who have studied Srimad Bhagavatam, they will appreciate. As much as we have developed appreciation for Srimad Bhagavatam, that much we will have feelings of appreciation for this place where Shukadeva Goswami delivered the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, as described here, is the most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge. The cream of Vedic knowledge is Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra, or the Puranas. So the supplement to that, which is described in the very beginning of Bhagavatam by Vyas as Nigamakalpataro Galitam Palam Shukumakar Amritadrava Sangyatam, is described as the Srimad Bhagavatam is described as the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge, which has become even sweeter by having been spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. So how Shukadeva came to speak this Bhagavatam here Well, it's a long story how Parikshit Maharaj was out hunting and became very thirsty and hungry. And as he became separated from his attendants, and he came across the ashram of Shamika Rishi, and he expected to be greeted with some sweet words and some water at least, but Shamika Rishi was deep in samadhi, so he didn't even notice the king coming. And Parikshit Maharaj, out of frustration and anger, with his bow picked up a dead snake that happened to be lying there and garlanded the Muni with a dead snake, which was insulting. He was out of character with Parikshit Maharaj, who was a great devotee. Therefore the acharyas have commented that this was arranged by the Lord. When the son of Shamika Rishi, Sringi, he came to the ashram and saw his father, he became aware of this, that Parikshit Maharaj had garlanded his father with a dead snake, which is an insult. He felt himself insulted and he responded with an insult. Then Sringi cursed that he should die within 7 days. After 7 days, the takshak, the snake bird, would come and bite Parikshit Maharaj and kill him in this way. So there are different versions of what happened next. In Mahabharata, it's stated that Parikshit Maharaj made himself a great fort so that no one could enter. But Takshak took the form of a worm who entered inside an apple, which were brought by some brahmanas to Parikshit Maharaj, let the brahmanas in, trusting them. And then the apple was offered, and out of the apple came Takshak in the form of a worm, and then again took the form of a snake bird, a flying snake, and bit him and he died. That's the story in Mahabharata. Of course, Mahabharata is not Paramahamsa Sanghita. Paramahamsa Sanghita is Srimad Bhagavatam, in which a different version is given. So this version is very suitable for persons, Stri Shudra Dvija Bandhu. Mahabharata is especially meant for less intelligent persons. Mahabharata is mostly recommending Punya Karma. So the story of Parikshit is given therein, in this way. But in Srimad Bhagavatam it's described that Parikshit Maharaj, getting the news, when he got the news that he was cursed to die within 7 days, that even though he was quite capable of, he was powerful enough to counteract the brahmana's curse, but he accepted it as the mercy of the Lord to detach him from his home, his wife, his kingdom, his treasury, and concentrate on what was the real interest in his life, which was Krishna. So he went to the bank of the Ganga, which is close by, and decided to, he only has 7 days to live, so he took up fasting to death. Anyway, he's going to die. He took up fasting. And getting news that the great Parikshit Maharaj was to pass away, many great sages arrived from all over the universe, from the earth and from other parts of the universe. And Parikshit Maharaj inquired from them that, what is the purpose of life? What should a human being do? Especially one who is about to die. And different rishis gave different answers according to their levels of understanding. Some told him, you should perform yajnas, just like, see now there are so many yagyashalas. Some said you should perform yoga. Some said you should give charity. But none of these answers satisfied Parikshit Maharaj, because he was a great devotee from his birth. So they all arrived, and then after all the rishis and others had seated themselves comfortably, the king, humbly standing before them with folded hands, told them of his decision to fast until death. The fortunate king said, "Indeed, we are most grateful. We are the most grateful of all the kings who are trained to get favors from the great souls. Generally, you sages consider royalty as refuse to be rejected and left at a distant place. The great sages, they don't associate with kings. They keep away. They stay in the jungles, in the mountains. They don't come close to sense-enjoying kings. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of both the transcendental and mundane worlds, has graciously overtaken me in the form of a brahmana's curse. Due to my being too much attached to family life, the Lord, in order to save me, has appeared before me in such a way that only out of fear I will detach myself from the world." This is the symptom of a pure devotee, that when in a situation of apparent great grief comes upon him, he sees that Krishna has come to me in this form. Krishna has come to me in the form of a brahmana's curse, because otherwise I was too much attached. He doesn't become upset. He thinks it is the mercy of the Lord. "O brahmanas, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul, and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way. For I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird, or whatever magical thing the brahmana created, bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu." So he could have asked the brahmanas that, "You're all very powerful, please counteract this curse." But instead he said, "I don't mind, let the Lord, who has come in the form of this curse, let it overtake me immediately. But I just wish to continue hearing the glories of the Lord." "Again, offering obeisances unto all you brahmanas, I pray that if I should again take my birth in the material world, I will have complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna, association with his devotees, and friendly relations with all living beings." So he's more advanced than them. He's praying for them the benediction to always remember Krishna, life after life. In perfect... Yeah. So then Maharaj Parikshit sat down and made the sankalpa to fast until death. And the sages congratulated Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj is saying to the brahmanas, who blessed him, and he praised them, "Please, Parikshit Maharaj asked from them, "Please, after proper deliberation, tell me of the unalloyed duty of everyone in all circumstances, and specifically of those who are just about to die." So he asked them, but at that moment there appeared the powerful son of Vyasadeva, who traveled over the earth, disinterested and satisfied with himself. He did not manifest any symptoms of belonging to any social order or status of life. Because you can tell someone how they dress by their turban or their earrings or their tilak, whether they're Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But Shukadeva Goswami had no such... You couldn't tell. Because he was just completely naked, with no tilak, and no earrings, nothing to show what he is, or where he's coming from. He was surrounded with women and children, and he dressed as if others had neglected him. Avadhuta Vesha. This son of the Asadi was only 16 years old. His legs, hands, thighs, arms, shoulders, forehead, and other parts of his body were all delicately formed. His eyes were beautifully wide, and his nose and ears were highly raised. He had a very attractive face, and his neck was well formed and beautiful like a concha. His collarbone was fleshy, his chest broad and thick, his navel deep, and his abdomen beautifully striped. His arms were long, and curly hair was strewn over his beautiful face. He was naked. It said avadhuta vesha. He was dressed like an avadhut, one who is not within the caste, within the varnashram system. So that avadhuta vesha is further described here. Digambaram. He was clothed with the four directions, which is a synonym for being naked. He was naked, and the hue of his body reflected that of Lord Krishna. He was blackish and very beautiful due to his youth. Because of the glamour of his body and his attractive smiles, he was pleasing to women. Though he tried to cover his natural glories, the great sages present there were all expert in the art of physiognomy, and so they honored him by rising from their seats. In other words, just by seeing him, by seeing his bodily features, they could understand he's a great personality. And so they greeted him by rising from their seats. Maharaj Parikshit, who is also known as Vishnu Rat, one who is always protected by Vishnu, bowed his head to receive the chief guest, Shukadev Goswami. At that time, all the ignorant women and boys ceased following Srila Shukadev. Receiving respect from all, Shukadev Goswami took his exalted seat. Because he was wandering around and some uncultured local women and children were following him and mocking him. They thought it was a big joke. This young boy is wandering around naked. They thought he was a madman. They didn't recognize his glories. When they saw him, by chance, in other words, by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, he came to where Parikshit Maharaj had made his decision to fast until death. Just at that moment he came. And then all the sages rose to respect him, and all the women and children could understand, oh, he's not a madman, he's a great person. And so they left, understanding that this isn't the place for them. Shukadev Goswami was then surrounded by saintly sages and demigods, just as the moon is surrounded by stars, planets, and other heavenly bodies. His presence was gorgeous, and he was respected by all. The sage Sri Shukadev Goswami sat perfectly pacified, intelligent, and ready to answer any question without hesitation. The great devotee Maharaj Parikshit approached him, offered his respects by bowing before him, and politely inquired with sweet words and folded hands. The fortunate King Parikshit said, "O Brahmana, by your mercy only you have sanctified us, making us like unto places of pilgrimage. All by your presence here as my guest. By your mercy, we who are but unworthy royalty become eligible to serve the devotee. Simply by our remembering you, our houses become instantly sanctified." So simply by remembering Shukadev, one's whole existence, one's whole family becomes purified. "And what to speak of seeing you, touching you, washing your holy feet, and offering you a seat in our home. Just as the atheist cannot remain in the presence of the personality of Godhead, so also the invulnerable sins of a man are immediately vanquished in your presence, O saint, O great mystic." Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is very dear to the sons of King Pandu, has accepted me as one of those relatives just to please his great cousins and brothers. Otherwise, without being inspired by Lord Krishna, how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to the common man, and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death. So Parikshit Maharaj recognized that it's Krishna's arrangement. He already recognizes Krishna's arrangement that he's been cursed to die. And seeing Parikshit Maharaj arrive, he realized that this is all Krishna's arrangement. So he's Parikshit Maharaj, who's cursed to die, is in bliss. He's seen Krishna. Krishna has appeared in the form of Shukadeva Goswami. You are the spiritual master of great saints and devotees. I am therefore begging you to show the way of perfection for all persons, and especially for one who is about to die. The same question he asked the great sages, but now he's asking Shukadeva Goswami, who's the right person to give the answer. Please let me know what a man should hear, chant, remember and worship, and also what he should not do. Please explain all this to me. O powerful Brahmana, it is said that you hardly stay in the houses of men long enough to milk a cow. Shukadeva Goswami would just go to a householder's house at the time of Godahana, milking the cow, take milk and move on. That was his only relationship with householders. Shri Suta Goswami said, the king thus spoke and questioned the sage using sweet language. Then the great and powerful personality, the son of Vyasadeva, who knew the principles of religion, began his reply. Pratyabhashita dharma gyo bhagavan badarayanihi. Then second canto. So Shukadeva Goswami, he spoke the Bhagavatam, in which there are descriptions of the... Well, what is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam? Atra sarga visargas cha sthanam poshanam utayaha manvantare shvanukata. Then? Mukti. Nirodho muktirashraya. These the 10 subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra, herein. Sarga, visargascha. There's description of the creation, the original creation, and then the subsequent creation. Sarga, visargascha, sthanam. The status quo, Prabhupada. Translate that. Where does that verse come? I want this chapter also. It's the beginning of one of the chapters. Atra sarga 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 is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh. Each topic is described in the Bhagavatam itself, so let's read that. Chapter 10. Yeah, what is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam? The chapter Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Atra sargo visargas cha sthanam poshanam utayaha manvantaresh anukatha nirodho muktirashraya. So the 10 subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam: the creation of the universe, sub-creation, planetary systems, protection by the Lord, the creative impetus, the change of manners, the science of God, returning back home, back to Godhead, liberation, and the summum bonum. So these are all described in more detail in the following verses. But the ultimate subject that is described, Ashraya, the summum bonum. Ashraya means shelter. The subject matter of Bhagavatam, the ultimate subject that's come to, is the subject matter of Krishna Prema. love of Krishna. Krishna and Krishna Prem. So, in this consideration of Krishna Prem, Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. He is the subject matter. He is the person who is the subject matter of Krishna. He is the object of Prem. And Ashraya Vigraha is Srimati Radharani. She is in whom the Prem is. So ultimately the subject of Bhagavatam. It's Krishna, Radha Krishna, and ultimately Radha. So Shukdev Goswami, who is the parrot, the famous parrot of Srimati Radharani, has come as Shukdev Goswami. He speaks the Bhagavatam describing Krishna. Why doesn't he describe Radha? Well, one reason for that is because he's a devotee, he is Radharani's parrot. And Radha likes to hear about Krishna. There are various reasons why he does it. To please Radha, one should hear about Krishna. And that's also suitable for the jivas who need to hear about Krishna, because the jivas are Krishna Das. Jivesarup hoy Krishna Nitya Das. So Shukdev Goswami has described this. And when one comes to the highest position of service to Krishna, then he can come under the shelter of Radha, because she knows how to serve him best. That is the meaning of her name, which is given here in Bhagavatam. Anaya Radhika Nunam Bhagavan Hari Vishwaraha. She is the one who serves him best. So if we want to serve him to the best capacity, then we should take shelter of Radha. Because she is the one who serves him to the best. She is the one who serves him to the best capacity. So we can serve him best by serving her. And serving her means assisting her in her service to him. So this way, last night I was saying how Radha and Krishna are the same. It's inseparable. So Vyasaki, the son of Vyas, he described all these topics. To Parikshit Maharaj. Now I just was looking at that. Parikshit Maharaj. Ah, yes, here it is. Maharaj Parikshit, the grandson of the Pandavas, was from his very childhood a great devotee of the Lord. This is Shonak Rishi speaking to Suta Goswami later at Naimisharanya. That even while playing with dolls in his childhood, Parikshit Maharaj used to worship Lord Krishna by imitating the worship of the family deity. Shukdev Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, was also full in transcendental knowledge and was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, son of Vasudeva. So there must have been discussion of Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees. So Parikshit Maharaj was a great devotee from his childhood, and Shukdev Goswami was also a great devotee and a great philosopher. And when devotees and philosophers come together, they discuss Krishna. So when Parikshit Maharaj and Shukdev came together, there must have been discussion of Krishna. So please tell us, because Shonakadi Rishi, they were performing a sacrifice at Naimisharanya. They were performing, and they had made a sacrifice that was going to go on 1,000 years. And they were doing it for the benefit of uplifting the souls in Kali Yuga. And the system is that the Puranas are spoken. The sacrifice doesn't go on all day. So during the gaps, they hear the Puranas, and Suta Goswami was narrated all the Puranas, and they sat and heard all the Puranas from Suta Goswami. Now they wanted to hear about this. We heard all the Puranas about Shiva Purana, Garuda Purana. Now we want to hear about what did Parikshit hear from Shiva. We want to hear about this. We've heard enough of everything. We've had enough of all this. We're doing this sacrifice and we're just getting our faces black. We don't know what else benefit is there. And we've heard all the Puranas. Now we want to hear what Shukadev Goswami said to Parikshit Maharaj. Otherwise, Ayur Harati Bhai Pungsam Udyan Astam Chayana Sotajate Yatshano Nika Uttama Shloka Vartaya. By both rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-God personality of Godhead. So we're sitting here hearing the Puranas, hearing about how Kartikeya is running around the universe, and how people are worshipping Ganesh, and so many things. But we want to hear, we're just wasting our time here. We're just spoiling our lives. We want to hear about Krishna. So they are very confident that now, after hearing so many things, we're going to hear about Krishna. So, Shukadev Goswami has arrived. And it's one of the greatest moments in the history of the universe. They should teach this in the history's lessons. What do they teach? 1947, Indian independence, Mahatma Gandhi shot dead. Today is Gandhi Jayanti, so-called. Gandhi was born, and then after some time he was shot dead. As Prabhupada wrote to him, "You should give up your politics, otherwise you will die ingloriously." He wrote to him shortly before he died. He predicted, because Gandhi wouldn't give up politics. He did his politics to get the independence. He got the independence and still he wanted to go on. So Prabhupada predicted, "You will die ingloriously." He predicted practically someone would assassinate him, which actually happened. So this is in the history books. And then the history, how Nehru became the first Prime Minister, and then after him there was Lal Bahadur Shastri, and then there was Indira Ji, and on and on. All rubbish. But the real history of the universe is the history which is given in the Bhagavad Purana. And the speaking of Bhagavad Purana at this place is one of the most important events in the history of the universe. Therefore, the Gauriya article describing the visit of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to this place, it comes under the heading Paramarthik Bhugol or Itihas, spiritual geography and history. And the article is opened by saying that many persons who are experienced in geography and history, upon seeing this title for this essay, will wonder, what on earth is this all about? We're experienced in geography and history, but we never heard anything about transcendental or spiritual geography and history. But, says the writer of this article, who's almost certainly Sundarananda Vidyavinod, but in the spiritual paramarthik bishwero, in the spiritual universe, literally means, but it means in the world of, in this spiritual discussions or spiritual activities. But even in the spiritual world, or the world of sadhus, we could say, there are very few people who are aware of this subject. But this this word is should always be remembered. What is spiritual geography and history? No, but this word, Shukata, in the world of spiritual geography and history, this word, Shukata, is always worthy of remembering, always worthy of respecting. It is the most perfect place where the event that took place here is always worshipable, always rememberable. Because Shukadeva Goswami spoke Parikshit Maharaj here. So there have been many speakings of the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is listed as a Purana, but actually it is the essence of all the Vedas. Some people like to say that, well, the Puranas, there's something new, and the Vedas are the oldest. This Arya Samajis, they say that. But Purana means very old. Puranas are not something new. And actually, even before the Veda was given, at the beginning of creation, Lord Krishna gave Chatushloki Bhagavat to Brahma. So the Bhagavatam is the oldest. And it's spoken throughout history in various forms. The present form we have was the collection of all the histories of the universe, showing the supremacy of Lord Krishna, was spoken by Vyasadeva to Shukadeva. Shukadeva was within the womb, thinking, this is all Maya. I'm not going to come out. I'm not going to become some baby being patted and forget. I'll just stay in the womb. So on the request of Lord Krishna, he came out. And then he immediately left. What's that? What is that? Anapecha Krityam. Even without performing all the ceremonies, sacred thread ceremony, all the different ceremonies, he just left. So Vyasadeva wanted to instruct him. It's the duty of the father to instruct the son. And especially Vyasadeva wanted to give him that knowledge which he was... Give the first canto again. What is that? Naishkamyam Parinishtito. Atma Ramas Chamuniya. Where does that come in? The seventh chapter. Nirvikal Parinishtitam. Where does that come? It's towards the end of the... Towards the end of the 17th chapter. Parineshtito pinayagunye. That's the introduction to the Atmarama. Oh, we can look up Atmarama also. As usual, I haven't prepared very well. Seventh. Oh, I'm all over the place. Is it 17th? Yeah. So, Suta Goswami asked that, well, Shukadeva Goswami is already known as self-realized. He left home because he didn't want to get involved in Maya. He's completely... So Sanghitam Bhagavatim Kritvanu Kramya Chatmajam Shuka Adhyapayam Asa Nivriti Niratang Munihi. Vyasadev, after compiling the Bhagavatam and revising it, taught it to his son, Sukhdev Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. Savaine vritti nirata sarvatro pekshako munihi kasyava brihatin etam atmarama samabhyasat. Shonak asked Sudha Goswami, Sukhdev Goswami was already on the path of self-realization. He was nivritti nirataha. And he was atmarama, he was satisfied in himself. Then why did he take the trouble to study such a vast literature, this huge literature? Then Sudha Goswami gave the reply, very famous. Atmaramascha muniyo nigranta apyarukrame korvantya haitukin bhaktin itam bhuta guno harihi. So this is, why did Vyasadeva, his son was already self-realized, and why do you want to call him back? It's not just that he's not attached to him as a mundane son, but he's self-realized, but he didn't get this knowledge. Because all different varieties of Atmaramas, those who take pleasure in the Atma, especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service under the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls. So this knowledge is suitable even for liberated souls. It's attractive. So that shows that this proves that Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna, who is the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhakti, which is the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam, is transcendental. It's beyond the modes of material nature. So I have to look up that verse also. Parinishthito bina. Srila Sukadeva Goswami, son of Srila Vyasadeva, was not only transcendentally powerful, he was also very dear to the devotees of the Lord. Thus he underwent the study of this great narration, which Sukadeva Goswami himself describes to Parikshit Maharaj. Where is that? Yeah, right at the beginning of. Well, first of all, let's see how does Sukadev Goswami, what does he say first of all to Parikshit Maharaj? He doesn't start talking about Ras Leela or anything like Ras Leela. Varianesha te prashna. You've asked a very good question. Krito loka hitam nripa. It's a very good question for the benefit of all of human society. Atmavid samata pumsang shota vyadishu yaparaha. The answer to this question, what is the duty of all persons, what is the highest duty of all persons, especially of those who are about to die? Very good question. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists. Then, these famous verses, Shrotavya Dini Rajendra Nirang Santi Sahasrashah Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of self-realization, the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. Nidraya hriyate naktam vyavayena chavavayaha diva charthe haya rajan kutumba bharanena va. The lifetime of such an envious householder is passed at night, either in sleeping or in sex, indulgence, and in the daytime, either in making money or maintaining family members. Deha patya kalatra tradish vatna sainyeshi vasatsvati. Teshang pramato nidhanam pashanapi na pashati. Deha, body, apatya, children. Those that fall out of the womb. Persons devoid of atma tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyaschechaka Bhayam. O descendant of King Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries, must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul, the controller and savior from all miseries. Etavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam Svadharma Parinishtaya Janmalaba Parakpungsam Antenarayana Smitihi. The highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. So very clear. This is your duty. What is your duty? To remember Krishna. Especially at the end of life. So, who will take that up? Why? There are so many rishis. Most people are not interested. And we see so many rishis here. They don't know this. They couldn't answer. Why is that? If it's the topmost duty, then why did it require Shukadeva Goswami to come and say? Because prayena muniyo rajan nivritta vidhi shedataha nairgunya staramantesma gunanu katane harehe. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists who are above the regulated principles and restrictions, take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. So it's those who are above the, or on the highest platform, they can appreciate. So not everyone will appreciate. And even those who have made this arrangement here, they also don't appreciate, although they think they do. We'll discuss that later. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Adhita Vandvaparado Pitur Dvaipayanadaham. At the end of Dwarapa Yuga, I studied this great supplement of Vedic literature named Srimad Bhagavatam, which is equal to all the Vedas, from my father Srila Dvaipayana Vyasadeva. So he's giving himself as an example of a topmost transcendentalist beyond all the rules and regulations, who's Atmarama. He himself studied this. Parinishthito pinayargunya uttama shloka lilaya grihita cheta rajarshe akhyanam yad adhitavan. O saintly king, I was certainly situated perfectly in transcendence, yet I was still attracted by the delineation of the pastimes of the Lord, who is described by enlightened verses. So he studied it from Vyasadeva realizing that Shukadeva Goswami was leaving home, self-realized, but he wants to avoid me because I'm Maya. But actually, I have something to give him, which he will really appreciate. He is the right person to appreciate this. So he had his disciples chant Bhagavatam on the path where Shukadeva Goswami was going. And when he heard that, Shukadeva Goswami heard, and although he was aloof from the world, he was still aware of it, so he heard. And he felt an attraction to it. And thought, this is very strange. Why am I feeling attraction? Because I'm not attracted to anything. I see everything, I hear everything, I touch, I taste, I smell, but I have no attraction to anything. Why am I feeling attracted to this? Then he could understand himself. Atma Ramascha Muniyo Nigranta Apyurukrame Kurvantiya Haitukin Bhaktim Itam Guna Bhuto Hare. But this must be something that is attractive even to persons who are beyond material attraction. It must be a spiritual attraction. It's something that I'm not aware of. So then he asked, who are you? I'm the disciples of Vyasa. Okay. I'm going back. So what did he hear? Which verse? Yeah, what's the translation? Aho Baki, the sister of Bakasura. Great family lineage. Agha Baka Putana. She came to feed the poison smeared on her breasts. But Krishna took her life and at the same time awarded her the position of Dhatri, which means a wet nurse, which is one of the kind of mothers, Saptamata. What is that verse? Atma Mata? How does that verse go? I forgot. Dhatri is one of them. Dhatri means the wet nurse. Wet nurse means that she's not the actual mother, but she offers her breast milk. Atma Mata, Gurur Patni, Brahma Patni, Brahmani Raja Patnika. Then, Dhenu Dhatri, Tata Prithvi. These are the seven kinds of mothers. Means the one's own mother, biological mother. Atma Mata, Gurur Patni, the wife of the one's guru. Brahmani, wife of a Brahmana. Raja Patnika, the wife of the king. Dhenu, the cow. Dhatri, one who feeds with the breast milk. Tata Prithvi, and the earth. Saptaita Mataram Smritaha. These are the seven mothers. So Krishna awarded her the position of mother. Even though she came to kill him, Krishna, he took the good side. He thought, she wants to be my mother. She got the opportunity because previously as the sister of Bali Maharaj, when Ratnamala, she saw Vamandev, when she first saw him, she thought, what a beautiful boy. What a nice young boy. I would so much like to feed him the breast milk, my breast milk. She had motherly feelings towards him. But then when she saw he's actually Vishnu, and she considered him the enemy of our dynasty. And then she thought, well, I'd like to kill him. So both thoughts were there. So she had the opportunity to, as Putana, in the next birth, to attempt to kill him. So Krishna punished that offense by killing her. But then he remembered the motherly feelings, and he, after destroying her offense, or giving the reaction for her offense of wanting to kill him, he gave the position of mother that she wanted. He remembered the good side. So, who can be more merciful than him? And who is worth taking up shelter other than him? So Shukdev Goswami, being attracted to this description, went back and learned from Vyasadeva. And then he again left. And he was wandering in the Kuru Jangala province, which means this area around here, when by chance, Ish by chance means Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Vidyeshe Juna Tishtati Brahmayam Sarva Bhutanam Yantra Arudhanam. By being inspired by Paramatma, he came, and he is the perfect guru, and Parikshit is the perfect disciple, and they came together. And there was description of the pastimes of the Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsam Ekam Amalam Gyanam Paramgiyate Atra Gyanaviraga Sahitam Naishkamyam Avishkritam Tach Chinvan Supatan Vicharana Paro Vimuchan Naraha. This Srimad Bhagavatam. There are many verses in Srimad Bhagavatam itself glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. What is this? Uttama shloka charitam chakara bhagavan nishranasa lokasya tanyam swastiyanam mahat. There's so many verses glorifying the Bhagavatam, in the very Bhagavatam itself. So Bhagavatam is the most, is the spotless Purana. There's no discussion here of dharma, artha, kama, moksha, which is the subject matter of civilized persons, but from the perspective of Bhagavatam, it is simply cheating. Dharma kaitava, dharma projita kaitava atra. Cheating religion is totally rejected here. Cheating religion is dharma, artha, kama, moksha. What is the position of Bhagavatam? All the shastras teach us how to live civilized lives, progressive lives, and Bhagavatam at the beginning rejects. It's all rubbish. We reject it. Vayasam Tirtha. When it said this Vayasam Tirtha, this pilgrimage place for crows, that's not referring only to, you know, like filmy novels. It refers also to the rest of the Shastra. Such extreme position. Because without this clear delineation of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything else is cheating. It doesn't give us... It's all meant to lead to this. Everything Vyasadeva wrote was meant to lead to this. But without this, it's all... It's incomplete. And therefore, it's like leading... You know, you go for a lot... You heard there's a great restaurant and you go all the way and then you find it's closed. So, you study the Shastra over so many lifetimes and then you just... on the way you think, well, I'm just... You walk 20 miles or you make it, you know, you drive 100 miles. Prabhupada's describing in Japan, people are driving 100 miles to go to some restaurant where they serve duck. They shoot... The ducks only come in that area. They shoot in that area and they say... So it's like people, they drive 98 miles to the restaurant. They say, I'm feeling hungry, let's stop at the dirty dhaba on the side of the road and eat there. And then so it's... You go through all the Vedic literature, you don't come to the Bhagavatam, then what is the use? So this is very dear to the Vaishnavas, because the Vaishnavas, their interest, they are sarabritam. Parikshit Maharaj is described as Sarabhitam. He's an essence seeker. He wasn't interested in hearing anything but the highest. So, in Bhagavatam is described that knowledge which is relished by Paramahamsas. The perfection of renunciation. The perfection of austerity, of detachment, the perfection of nishkam karma is all revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore we should hear it, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Study it very carefully. Apply our intelligence to understand this subject matter. And in this way be blessed to go back home, back to Gaudiya. So those who are fortunate enough to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a representative of Shukadeva Goswami, they can appreciate what is the gift of Shukadeva Goswami. And others like these Mayavadis who have made their ashram here have a superficial appreciation. They can never actually understand Srimad Bhagavatam. They find in it some nice poetry. They find in it what they think is bhakti rasa, but they are Mayavadis. They actually are enemies of the very Bhagavan who Shukadeva Goswami describes in ecstasy to Parikshit Maharaj. So we'll discuss that a little more later. I want to read about... there's an article which appeared in the Gaudiya, the magazine of the Gaudiya Math at the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It continued for a few years afterwards. This is from the 10th year of Gaudiya, Dasham Khanda, Ditiya Shankha. Page 21. If anyone wants to look up the original, I have it. I have a treasure chest of most of the old Gauriyas. So it's described here about the visit of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to Shukatal, and I made some notes about their transcendental geography and history expedition. I was just looking at for this because I'm supposed to do some program on Dwarka, so I was requested to look at something like Discovery Channel, how you should introduce it. So I got something from History Channel, which I'd never heard of. I was staying in one devotee's house, and that's his job. He's the director for History Channel. So I asked him. He told me I'm doing films and this and that for the U.S. government. So I said, well, do you have anything I can see, or you can recommend anything? He said, well, I made this, so he gave this to me. So we have how we're finding out about the Queen of Sheba, who's a biblical figure. So I watched it for about 40 minutes, and then the DVD became damaged, and anyway, it was enough. I wasn't interested to see the conclusion because I didn't find any interest in it. But this is transcendental history. The description of how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a great acharya who can reveal what are the teachings of Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami, he gave the Bhagavatam, but practically the Bhagavatam, even though previous Vaishnava acharyas had commented on it, but until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the actual message of Bhagavatam was not, the real essence was not given, even though other acharyas had certainly appreciated. Certainly Vallabhacharya, he's a great acharya. And his appreciation of Bhagavatam is wonderful, no doubt. Madhvacharya, Vira Raghava Acharya, many great Vaishnava acharyas have commented on Bhagavatam. The great scholar, disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Sundarananda Vidyavinod, he gave the names of 64 extant commentaries on Bhagavatam. Prabhupada used an edition with 12 commentaries plus the Bengali, one more, the Bengali commentary. It's not really Bengali, no Bengali can understand it. It's Gauriya Bhasha, the so-called Bengali commentary of his own Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So these are the principal commentaries. So many great Vaishnava acharyas, not many, there aren't many great Vaishnava acharyas in the world. There are not so many. It's not, you don't find Vaishnava acharyas loitering on every street corner. So they have commented, but it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who anarpita chirin chirat karunya avatirno kalo samarpayatamunatajvala rasa svabhakti shriya. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who revealed the unatajvala rasa. Others revealed rasa. Bhagavatam is rasa shastra. Pibata bhagavata rasa malayam. Mohoraho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavatam is rasa shastra. It is tattva gyan, bhagavat tattva vijnanam. That tattva, or philosophy, is inseparable from, and the substratum of rasa. So philosophy and tattva gyan and rasa, they both go together, they're inseparable. Without going through tattva gyan, one cannot come to the point of Tatshrinvan rasa jnanam, svadu svadu pade pade. What is that? Vayareva vijit piyama uttama shloka vikrame. Tatshrinvatam rasa jnanam, svadu svadu pade pade. The Shonak Rishi, on behalf of the other Rishis, said to Suta Goswami that
We are not satisfied. We're satisfied, but we're not satisfied. We're very satisfied on hearing this rasa jnana, this knowledge of rasa. But we're not satisfied because we can go on hearing more and more again and again. We want to taste it again and again. So they go on speaking. So Bhagavatam gives the highest philosophical exposition of the Absolute Truth. Beginning with Aham Eva Asam Eva Agri. Nanyagyat Sarasach Param. Beginning with that. And going on and on and on up to, well, what, which verse shall we say? Bahavip, what is that? Bahaviram Natavaravapu, Kana Yo Kanikar, the description of Krishna. The gopis appreciating Krishna, decorated with a peacock feather in his hair, looking like, dressed up like a stage actor, dancing on the stage, going out with his cowherd boys to the pasturing grounds, filling up the halls of his flute with transcendental sound. So, what is the essence of Bhagavatam? Well, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, Jodi Gorana Hoito, Tobe ki hoito kemane dharitamde. Radhar mahima. Prema rasa shima. This is the ultimate limit. What is the ultimate limit? The glories of Srimati Radharani, which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Although persons who don't fully know Bhagavatam, they don't find Radha there at all. They're invisible. Nalakshase muha drishad. Nato natyantaro yata. Queen Kunti says that you're not visible, she says to Krishna. You're not visible to the foolish and unintelligent. You're there, but they can't see you. Just like Krishna, like an actor on the stage, his own wife may not recognize him if he's acting well enough. Because alaksha se murhadrisha is not visible to the foolish. So those who are not fortunate, they can't find Radha in Bhagavatam. Although she's the what is the subject? What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to give? Radha Mahima, the glories of Srimati Radha, Prema Rasa Shima, Jagate Janatoke. Who could have revealed that? It's already there. Shukadev Goswami, he understood it, he appreciated it. He gave it to Parikshit Maharaj, who later gave it to Uttara. It's not described in Bhagavatam, but there was Shukadeva Goswami finished, he went away, it's described in Bhagavatam. It's amazing how the Shukadeva Goswami finished and he left. It just says like that. There's no saying, well, thank you very much, and it's just Shukadeva Goswami finished and he left. And then Takshak came, it's described a little bit, he bit him and then he died, so-called, Parikshit Maharaj. But there's a little space in between, in which Uttara came and said, hey, I missed the whole thing. What happened? So he had even less time to tell her, so that's Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Yeah, so Parikshit Maharaj understood. Uttara understood. But most people don't understand. So, what is that? Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri. Pravesha Chaturisha. Boraja Jubati Bhavera Bhakati Shakati Hoito Ka. That Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri. The sweetness of the sweet groves of Vrindavan. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Pravesha Chaturisha, the essence is entrance in there. Bharajub, and then what's going on? You know, okay, there's a forest and there's some woods and you enter and what's next? What happens there? Bharaja Jubati Bhavera Bhakati. what is appreciable there is the young girls of Vrindavan, their bhava bhakti, their feelings for Krishna, which surpass even that of the followers of Vallabhacharya, their feelings for Bal Gopal, even though he mentions Radha, but he doesn't have appreciation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. He hasn't entered into that. Nimbark Sampradaya also worship Radha Govinda, but they don't know what is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's viraha bhav. That is revealed by, well, actually Rupa Goswami appreciated that. Swarup Damodar Goswami appreciated and Rupa Goswami broadcast that. Therefore, we are known as Rupanuga Vaishnav, not Gauranuga. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart is Manobhishta. What is the desire of his heart? That was revealed by Rupa Goswami, for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped him. So Rupa Goswami, he has revealed what is the import. Anya Hridoy Man, Mora Man Vrindavan. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam, Nomi Krishna Surupam. He is Krishna, but because he's become combined with Radha, so he's lost his Krishna-ness. He's Krishna, non-Krishna Krishna. He's Gaura Krishna. Anta Krishna, Bahir Gaura. Inside he's Krishna, outside he's golden, Gaura. And so he is Krishna hankering after Krishna. So Nimbark Sampradaya, they worship Radha Govinda, but they don't know what is the Sri Chaitanya Manobhishta. What are the feelings of Radha for Krishna? That is revealed by Rupa Goswami, and those who are fortunate, they can enter into that. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came here. He is Nayan Mani Manjari. He is the form of Radha's looking at Krishna. So he came here, which year was that? That must be 1931 1918 1920. I'll have to look it up. I'll let you know. You can ask me. I didn't make a note of which year it is. Maybe it's said here. I didn't look that up. Yeah, here it is. 23rd of December, Tuesday, 1930. There's the date. So he came here in 1930, and it's described that the roads were very bad. So we also experienced that, although they're probably better than they were in those days. But the roads were very bad, and police permission was needed to go on the roads. It's not exactly described why. I can't understand it. It may be something to do with the political situation, because India was very politically disturbed at that time due to the Swarajya Andolan, the movement for independence. So some places would have been restricted by the British administration. So they went by motor, which was unusual. There were not many people had cars in those days. The Gauriya Mat, they bought two cars from Calcutta. They didn't only have one, but they had two or three, I can't remember exactly. And they noticed that on both sides of the road all the way, there were sugarcane fields, which we also noticed. So bad roads and sugarcane fields. It's 76 years later. Though they came in December, we came in beginning of October. So, the whole area is dedicated to sugarcane farming, then as now. Now, it's described there that when they came, there was very little there. There was hardly anything there. Because what had happened, there had been a village here previously, but due to repeated flooding of the Ganga, people had just left it. So it appears that the Ganga floods are not taking place anymore. I don't know why, maybe due to dams or whatever. But this area used to be regularly flooded by the Ganga. So it was no longer inhabited. There was only a small ashram. And it was noted in that Gauriya article that it was good that the Ganga had flooded and everyone had left, so that materialistic people weren't here to spoil the place. The Ganga at that time was 2 miles away. We have to see how far Ganga is now, because Ganga, generally her course is changing. She doesn't stick to the same bed. After a flood, when the flood settles down, you'll find it's changed. Or even just by gradual erosion, the course changes. It's stated there in this article that on the other side of the Ganga from Shukatal is the site of Hastinapur, where Parikshit Maharaj's kingdom was, which differs a bit to the description the Prabhupada said that Hastinapur was the site of New Delhi. Although New Delhi, I mean, it's practically, we're driving and you go a long, long way before you, I mean, it's urban for a long distance, way, way out of Delhi. The urban sprawl just continues and continues. At that time it wouldn't have been. The cities were not so big as nowadays. So at that time there was a Shukadev Ashray Samiti, a council of local businessmen. Local, I guess, that would be Muzaffarnagar, Bhopal. These are the two. Muzaffarnagar is the district headquarters. And that's the main town which is close to here. And there's another smaller town, Bhopal. So they had organized, there were two goshalas there. And there means here. There were also 8 or 9 dharmshalas. And this was in the area, means only near to the Ganga. And there were also some houses near the Ganga which were kept by zamindars, who were like the local kings practically. The rajas were still existing at that time. And they kept houses on the bank of the Ganga. That was their Ganga Vas. They would sometimes go and spend sometimes local zamindars. Their local, it was their, when they wanted to go to the bank of the Ganga to do some punya or something, maybe shrad or something, they would organize there. So there are a few bungalows which were kept like that. There was one Krishna temple and several Shiva temples. The area was, there was, as in all of India at that time compared to now, there was lots more jungle. Even Mayapur, up to the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, was a much jungly area. And there were lots of, there were lots of tigers and wild elephants, and this area particularly, there were many poisonous snakes. But for those who hear the story of Kaliya, there is no fear from snakes. They are very There are many poisonous snakes, especially in summer and monsoon. They went in the winter in December. They were so poisonous that one bite and you're finished. No hope. You have very highly poisonous snakes. Now, there's a picture I'll show you here. There's a photo. Those days, taking photos was... There's a picture of the place that we're sitting now. It's a very poor picture. It's just a... There was like a plinth with steps, and on top there was a vaka bridge, or a banyan tree, which we're sitting under now, which marks the site where Shuktal. Tal means hill. So it's the raised area on which Shukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam. So we are sitting at the spot, more or less, where Shukadeva Goswami spoke to Parikshit Maharaj. So you can see that there's... Now it's... An ashram is developed. It's been developed by a famous Mayavadi speaker on Bhagavatam, who people foolishly think, because they don't know Bhagavatam, because they haven't heard from a representative of Shukadev, they think he died some time ago. Not long ago, less than 10 years ago. They think that he was a great speaker of, a great devotee. Another, one place which was famous for his ashram on the bank of the Narmada in Gujarat, I went there just a few months ago, and I gave a lecture there on the qualification of a real representative, Shukadeva Goswami. And without mentioning his name, I made it very clear that this certain Maharaj, whose name sounds like Dongi, which means a cheetah, was a Dongi, which the people at the ashram there weren't very happy with me. And then afterwards they said, no, he wasn't a Mahabhagavan. But actually, he was a cheetah. I know personally, because one time in Nagpur, as on Padyatra, just after taking sannyas, Lokanath Maharaj, when I approached him for blessings for taking sannyas, he said, on one condition, you have to join the Padyatra. He gave me not unconditional blessings. So I went to join it in Nagpur, and this Dongi Maharaj, his name is something like that. It's his ashram here. So they wanted to greet him. He was coming to the ashram where we were staying. The Gornitai were there on the cart. And they wanted to greet him with kirtan. And I said, no, I don't want to greet this. He's a Mayavadi. He's offensive. The Lokanath Maharaj said, yeah, we should greet him with kirtan. So he came and we were doing kirtan. He didn't look at us. He didn't look at Gornitai. He just walked right past. So offensive. So I'm sure that he's a rascal. For me, I saw by his personal behavior. He wasn't at all. He had a very black look on his face. He didn't like to see devotees chanting. Even they took for welcoming him. He's a very caste-conscious person. So he must have thought, you know, oh, they don't like all the Westerners and all this. So he's actually an offender. So unfortunately, those Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur wanted to make an ashram here for broadcasting of Bhagavatam. But instead they have this rascal Mayavadi made an ashram, and they have regular so-called Bhagavat Saptas here, and they have a Bhagavat Peet for teaching these puffed up boys. You can just see from their looks on their face, they're very puffed up, and they're eating, he's eating something with his left hand here. So it's inauspicious. This place has been taken over by Mayavadis. There are quite a lot of ashrams around. But we saw from the signboards to the town, they're all Mayavadis. It doesn't belong to them. I was in Badrinath once. I only ever went there once. And that's also Mayavadis, because they're Keralite Nambudris. The Brahmanas there, Nambudris are Keralite Brahmanas. They were brought by Shankaracharya. He appeared in Kerala. So he brought them all the way from the deep self, back to Badrinath to do the puja. He revived the worship of Badrinarayan. So they're doing that, and then I was there, so seeing a devotee in their estimation, they thought, okay, let's read Bhagavatam. That's Sarpo Chishta, hearing Bhagavatam from the lips of a snake, Mayavadi. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to preempt the Mayavadis from taking over, but it didn't happen, and they've taken over this place, which is a cause of distress. Here's a photo of Sri Shukdev Padapita Shamukhe in front of the Padapit. That means there's his footprints are somewhere. We have to find that. Now there's a temple of Shukdev speaking to Parikshit, and it shows Maharshi Vasishta, Maharshi Vishvamitra, Maharshi Shamika, and also Maharshi Sringi. There's no record of Shamika Rishi or Sringi being present when Parikshit Maharaj went to fast, and how Sringi, who is actually an offender, is considered a Maharshi. That's their understanding. So it says here, Srila Prabhupada, that means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srimad Bhagavat Upadesh Koritechen. He's giving instructions from Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can see from the photo, there was there's a hill with steep steps and a temple for Shukadev, it said. They didn't mention about all these others. Now, other information given here, from Uttane Kadashi to Rasa Purnima, that means most of the month of Kartik, there is a mela for Ganga Snan here. And there's another smaller one in Jishta. It says Desera in Jishta. Huh? Well, I can't understand how they say Jishta Desera. Because Jishta is the summer. Jishta is the hottest month of summer. But it's Karma Kandiya Snan Mela, in which there is giving of charity to Brahmanas, performance of Shraddh, Tarpan, and Darshan of the Ganga. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented that due to the lack of a speaker of the category of Shukadev, even though so many people come to this place, Sundarananda said this. I'm not sure. Anyway, Sundarananda wrote it in his article. Because there is lack of a proper speaker like Shukadev, and to research the subject matter or the appearance of Shukadev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a great researcher. He researched all over India. He made a research institute. So to research on this matter and to perform the kirtan performed with Radanga and cartels recommended by Shukadev Goswami, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came. So that's the last verse of Bhagavatam. Recommends Sankirtan. What is that verse? Tam namami harim param. What is the last verse of Bhagavatam? It recommends Sankirtan. As usual, I forgot my verses. Yes, it's Sankirtan. I should take someone with some brains around with me, because I always forget all the verses. The very last verse, Sarva Papa Pranashanam. The very last verse of Bhagavatam.
Oh, I don't have it in there. Seems.
Tamharim pranam. Ah, anyway. And it clearly mentions Sankirtan. That's recommended by Shukdev Goswami. So they performed kirtan here of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Shuktal is also locally called Shukdevji. I think you'll find many holy places in North India, sometimes they just call it by the name of the relevant person. When I read that, I thought of that, but I can't think of any. Srinathri, yeah. Sometimes I'm going to Srinathri, which means Nathdwara. Yeah, there's an example. It's a similar. So this place is sometimes called Shukdevji. So while here, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur performed part. Part means recitation of part of Srimad Bhagavatam. He especially did, he did the part of certain, they've given the verses here. The verses he commented on. Sutta Uvacha. Etan Nishamya Muninabi Hitang Parikshid. Vyasaatma jena Nikhilatma drisha samena Tat padamulam. I don't know this verse. Vishnu, yeah, it's speaking of. Then Rajovacha. Yeah, these are some verses which I just read in English. No, it's Maharaj Parikshit praising Shukadev Goswami. And then they read from the 12th skanda, the 12th chapter. Oh, it's probably... Yeah, there it is. Last verse of Bhagavatam. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Shamanam Shamanas Tang Namami Haring Param. By whose Sankirtan, by whose glorification, all sins are destroyed, I offer my obeisances to him who destroys all unhappiness, who is Hari, who is the Supreme Lord. That's the last verse of Bhagavatam. So, Hare Krishna. That's all I'll say now, otherwise it could go on forever. Glorification of Bhagavatam. I visited many holy places in India, I'm very happy to come here. I hadn't visited here before. So, very happy to be here. It seems that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came here, spent a short time and left, so we're doing the same thing. And you have to make what you can out of it for BTG article. That Simhachalam article, I went there for 2 hours and made the article. Of course, I've been there a few times before. But you don't necessarily have to spend a long time. If you spend more time, you can do more research. I made an article on Alana, and then later Madhavananda Prabhu did one in the Krishna Kathamrita magazine.
And his article was much better research. And he did more research. He did a better job. So. Anyway, you can do what you can while you're here. You don't have much time. There may not be that much of interest to us from the historical, from the spiritual, historical and geographical point of view that we could even. One thing is, many times I find in doing research, go to these holy places and you won't find even a single person who knows anything of any value about it. You've had that experience? There are no pundits. There are just pundas. That's all. They're just people who are there making a living out of being there. Even in Dwarka, when I went there, I couldn't. There's so many brahmanas there. No one, not one shastra gyani. No one knew anything about the mahima of the place. Nothing. A sad situation. India's culture is destroyed. Just see, we're speaking here and there's film music going on in the background, non-stop for the last, how long have we been here? Almost 2 hours. We want Parikshit Maharaj back. They're praising the politicians. Parikshit Maharaj would kill them because they're allowing cow slaughter. That won't get in the BTG article. Even if you put it in, for sure they'll edit it out. Anything which might hurt the sensibilities of middle-aged women is sure to be edited out of BTG. You can put that in the article if you like also. And they'll edit it out.